Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Katugende maaso awatali kulinda kulala.
Let's proceed on without any other delay.
Mukama ali wamu naffe.
God is together with us.
Nga bwe tuva okumukoowoola.
As we called upon him.
Ate era nga abeera wamu ffe.
It is always within us.
Okuyita Mwoyo Omutukuvu.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Naye bulijjo nga twegatta ku bajjukiza ba Mukama.
Every day as we join on today, we remind the Lord.
Basirafu.
The seraphs.
Naffe tutera okumujjukiza bulijjo.
We too always try to remind him every day.
Tuli wano yenu.
That we are here.
Amen.
Amen.
Kati twagala kulabika nga tugenda mu maaso.
I want to be moving on.
Ne family ya Katonda.
With the
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Family yani.
With the family of God.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tugenda kuba tusoka mu session yeyo.
We are going to first cover that session.
Ya family ya Mukama.
Of the family of God.
Oluvannyuma lwekyo.
And after that.
Tunadda mu kusinza n'okutendereza.
We shall get into worship and praise.
Olyoke tugende mu maaso n'olugendo lw'eggulu.
Then we proceed with the journey of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga tugenda kulaba family ya Katonda.
We're going to see the family of God. Oba
order ya family ya Katonda.
But the order of God is family.
Ye yatuwamu photocopy.
Which he gave a photocopy unto us.
Nga bwe twasembayo lulinga tuwulidde.
As we last heard last time.
Nti nga bwe waliyo kitaffe ali mu ggulu.
But just as there's our Father in heaven.
The
one who is your physical father is an image of the Father in heaven. And it was required of us to exactly look like him. Praise Jesus. We have physical mothers. And they are also a representative of our mother in heaven. Just as we hear the Father speak of him in Isaiah
50,
and he says, where is the letter of divorce for our mother? And who demands it that he sold her to him? And he says our unrighteousness truly caused our mother to be cast out of heaven. And our transgressions is what caused us to be sold. We saw our mother coming to give birth again to us the second time. That is our Lord Jesus. He speaks openly in John 3. From verse 3 to 5.
If
you don't get born again, we can never enter, not even see the kingdom of God. Now, thus within him we get born again. And all who believe him, as it is in John chapter 1, from verses 9 to 11, all who believed him, he gives them right to become children of God. According to verse 12 to 14, it shows they are not born by the desires of the body, not even by flesh and blood, but they were born of God. Praise Jesus. That is all us. If we reject him, it will reject us before the Father. We know very well the mother introduces the child to the Father
and
to the Father. Praise Jesus.
Now,
thus she's the mother of all creations and all came from him. Like in John 15 it is. And he tells us he's the true vine and we too are branches. And
he's
the rock from which we are cut.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we also have our uncle.
Oba Senga.
Or the auntie. The Holy Spirit.
Is
within us to teach us and to take care of us. He was sent to be an help on us. As we see
him
in John 14:14
unto 20.
That he can always be within us. Now it was required of us to resemble that family. For in that image we were also given.
Then
all the children have to look like the 24 elders. Know the secrets of the family very well. The 24 elders, they are spoken of being the first children to be a good example to us. Just as we see in Revelation chapter 5, from verse 5 to 6, one of the elders encourages him and tells him, do not be afraid, for the Lion of Judah overcame. And we see him in Revelation 7 from verse 13. And he's spoken of knowing all things. Now a child in the family of God, it was required of them to know all things. We too, we are down here in that image. This family given us, it came from the image of the one of God. We always hear in Ephesians chapter 2, that we are of the holy priesthood, of the household of God. Now the household of God, he is the father himself, our father, the father of all spirits. It is the mother of all spirits, our Master Jesus. That is the word of God and the auntie, the Holy Spirit. And thus he's also the uncle. Praise Jesus. And the children, after we've seen the 24 elders, all the rest who are led by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the children counted in this family. Praise Jesus. But we were given a photocopy of that family. And we've been seeing many things. Even though ever since we existed on this earth, we've never been revealed of it at all. To understand that perhaps that's the family which was given us. And we are an image of that family. We were put to reflect the appearance of the Father.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Reflecting
and even we reflect the appearance of the mother together with the Holy Spirit.
He's
known as the uncle or the auntie. But we've seen many things. But to align all the things, we're supposed to break away all the covenants we made, which involved choosing two options. And we chose life and death at the same time, a curse and a blessing at the same time, in sickness and not sickness, poverty and riches. That's how people who join marriage spoke and made oaths to each other. All that we've been lighting on them, and we see the way we can get out of them. For the angels who come in the image of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they are not ready to fulfill evil words. Praise Jesus. Those two words, a blessing and a curse, death and life, they want one of them, the blessing and life. They say put this cast aside. Now the one who brings it war onto that person.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now because of that, as we heard in Genesis 18, and they showed us the three angels of the family, they want to be the midst of our families. We heard that they are there to fulfill the word of God, and they took care of Abraham's family wherever they were with Lot. It was required of them to also take care of our family. But there are signs which were requested from us. What we saw in
1
Corinthians 11 from verse 10, that for the case of the angels, a woman is required to have a sign of rulership over her.
Yes,
praise Jesus. If a man to be like that still,
yes,
praise Jesus. Now these angels, that they may come and fulfill their works, and they want to help the mother will manifest, they want to help the father will appear, even they want to help the children.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
because we never understood this before,
we
found ourselves having problems in the families, and they have become heavy laden upon us, and the battlings are within it, and failure.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we thank the living God
who's
given us grace to analyze these issues.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And as we proceed on, we went back to look at the beginning of this family.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We saw that the other was a rib was gotten out of him. And they met a help of him, that's the woman. We found the word love in the midst there. And this word love, and we want to discover him, who is him. We went ahead to discover love, and it's God himself. As we heard in the book of First John, that God is love. Praise Jesus. And if you claim to have something called love, you define it that love is blind, you know he is not God.
For
our God sees all days. The Bible speaks of him that he never slumbers. Praise Jesus. Now that love you've been moving around, that's not the real love, is called God. Praise Jesus. We want to restore him in our midst,
for
so that is how he had created us. He left the portion in the woman, and another portion left in the man. Now when we meet each other, we look alike. Praise Jesus. And that love is the one who joins us. And we become a one person. We try to search out of him. Praise Jesus. He's going to be looking how. We want to get his definitions. Praise Jesus. And we began on them. That's why I want to begin right from there. Let's get his definitions, and we see the way he joins us, and what does he take out of our midst, that we don't get separated. These ones down here, as he explains appearance, he tries to take away what does not resemble him within us, or that we think, for some of you say that perhaps there is a love of loving children, that perhaps there is even this love which is passionate, that the love also of the friends. Praise Jesus. We expect that this is the same love. He was apportioned himself in three portions. In the midst of the mother and the father, the children and the friends. Praise Jesus. The three portions divided himself. The one in the midst of the mother, that is the love called Christ. And the one in the father is the love called the father. The one in the children and the friends is the love called the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. He tries to comfort us. Praise Jesus. But the rest you call love, I don't know them. Even in the Bible, they are not there. The rest is an empty. Praise Jesus. I don't know whether you understood this. We have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the three are one. And they are love. Praise Jesus. The one in the Father, the father of the children, he has the love within him called the father.
And
the mother of the children has the love within her called Christ. In the children, there is the love called the Holy Spirit. And together with the friends, praise Jesus. The friends, the uncles, and the list goes on. We expect them to be in those people. Praise Jesus. If he's not lost from there, we can never connect with them. We last covered in 1 Corinthians 13, and we are explained concerning this love.
He is
the one who joins us and also makes the family.
First
Corinthians chapter 13. From
verse 1.
Praise Jesus. Even if you speak tongues of angels, even if you look how beautiful, but the love of God is not within you. You have thing and no price upon you. That's why we have apportioned this love three times. He appeared as the Father. He appears within the Father. The one appears as the mother, our Lord Jesus, and he's through his love. He's appeared with the mother. The one has appeared with the Holy Spirit, and through his love, we've seen him appear in the children, the uncles and the aunties, together with the friends. Now, beyond that, people can never be together. There is what we call enmity. And we see the devil right there.
Natirimba kulinze kisoka 13:2.
First Corinthians 13:2.
Era bwemba ne era bwemba ne bunabbi n'entegeera ebyama byonna n'okutegeera kwonna era bwemba n'okukkiriza kwonna n'okujjawo n'enziyawo ensozi naye ne siba na kwagala nga siri kintu
kasita ulamu ekigambo
this word love misses the word called God. No matter if you shift mountains, even if you strike them down and disappear, if you know how many mysteries, they are no more beneficial to you. Remember one thing, when the devil is spoken of in Ezekiel 28, he knew most of the secrets.
But
when God was called love was brushed out of
him.
Now, no matter what he does, he ends up being a bad person. Even when he gives you a car, eventually asks you sacrifice of your children. You can never do anything good. And the Lord says about him that within him there is nothing of his. Remember him in John 16. The evil of the world is coming. He has no hold over me. Nothing holding he had in him. Praise Jesus. Let's proceed on here.
1 Corinthians 13:3. Era bwe ngabira abaavu bye nina byonna okubaliisanga. Era bwe mpaayo omubiri gwange okwokebwa. Naye ne siba na kwagala nga siriiko kye ngasizza.
Tosobola kubaako na makulu gonna.
You can never have an importance
nga tolina Katonda
if you have no God
ayitibwa kwagala
who is called love.
Byonna bye tuyinza okufuna,
all we can get,
ne byonna bye tulowooza okuyitamu ebizibu, all
we think will pass through problems,
kwagala yagenda okulabika nga asembayo ye mukulu.
Love is the one going to be the last who is the head of all.
Naye bw'obeera mu family nga taliiwo,
and if in the family and is not there,
temuba na makulu wadde akatini.
You have no importance at all.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Mumanyanga Katonda avaawo bulamu bwammwe buggwaawo.
That God when he gets away your life is finishing.
Tulimba Kolinso. Ekisooka essula ya 13:4.
First Corinthians 13:4.
Okwagala kugumiikiriza.
Kwagala batandika omunnyonnyola.
They begin to explain love.
Ye Katonda omulamu.
He is the living God.
Agezaako okulabika ng'agumiikiriza.
He tries to be patient.
Era twamuwulira mu Peter ekyokubiri.
And we heard him in 2 Peter.
Essula ey'okusatu.
Chapter 3.
Luno yali azenga omwoyo omutukuvu.
This time he had come as the Holy Spirit.
Agezaako tunnyonnyola ebya Mukama waffe Yesu.
And he tried to explain to us the things of the Lord Jesus.
Gagamba.
And he said,
"Kitaludde kuleeta nkomerero.
Does not slack at bringing the end.
Wabula abadde agumiikiriza.
But he has been patient.
And
not wanted any person to get destroyed. What
we
try to explain is this. That you, whoever brings a
family,
or you who is in the family, or you a child, or you a father,
or
you are a mother, you are an auntie, know of one thing.
Love
is patient and is God. When you find any person and they tell you I love you, first ask them the definitions of love. If they don't know them, what they speak of they don't understand it. Anytime they will betray you, but they don't know what they are speaking, they can never even keep it. Can you keep what you don't know? For there is another who knows it wants to steal it.
The
devil knows who is love. And he knows his God. This one tries to see that the family never enters there. Every time, that's why you see shakings within families and quarrelings. Until they just got out of themselves.
The
Bible says,
Ezekiel
8, from verse 4,
unto
17, he says, but when you do all this type of thing, we begin to draw God to get far from us. Now what the devil does,
we
be able to chase God from the family, which we call love, he causes us to do this test of things in our very own midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
quarreling and the fighting, despising and pointing fingers, things like that.
First
Corinthians 13, verse 4.
Kulina ekisa.
Love
kulina ekisa.
Is kind. And if you're out there,
and
there are people who call you within them with love, in love with them. If you're a father, and you say the father is seated within you, and you have nothing like kindness, God the Father has spoken of like this. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and he gave his one begotten Son, lest that the child condemns the world, but the world to be saved through him. Now because of that grace, which the Father shows,
he
shows that even gives up some things to be able to be kind and patient towards us. What we try to tell you is this. If your mother claim you have love, but you have no kindness within you, or you have a kindness which can never be explained, that grace called unwanted mercy. That you can even give yourself to a neighbor. That is beyond grace.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. Words are there, but they have to be searched out so much deeper. Even though love has
vast
kindness, you're not going to do it as you want. If you see your wife washing clothing, and they are also cooking food, and the child is crying at the side, if you have love there, you have left everything to the woman you're seated, that you are in love with who?
Why?
You're loving yourself.
You
want to be explained the things we entered into.
But
none of us has ever entered into love.
But
the child is born and they enter in love. You too enter in love with them. The one of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus.
And
it's not of the father and the mother, but of the Holy Spirit. And it manifests the children, the uncles and the aunties, and the friends. Praise Jesus. You don't know why. For you find someone you've never known them, but you find you've loved them. I've got a friend of mine.
He
joined us there in the middle. I don't know him. Me, I saw it as my friend. We have likenesses.
There are
what parts you, but you need to take it away.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Love is kind. We want to look at ourselves having kindness. You say, man has worked so hard. He's come back with luggages home. You are looking at him that he may look for himself where to put them. You are sitting in the sofa. You are claiming you have love and you have kindness. And the man looks for the jerrycan of water or a basin, or where he's going to boil his own water to bath. You are seated in love.
ebintu bya tukola,
the things we do,
biraga ndi kwagala mutufu tumusindikiriza,
they show that we've drawn love far from ourselves.
Era kirabikanga abasinga kufitwa twategera kitwayingira,
it appears most of us never understood what we entered.
Dari musaka naba kuyingira mulavu,
no one on the world has never entered into love.
Because olaba nakakazali bolwalero kayingide mulavu,
a stillborn child has entered into love.
They
have entered into love, even the one in the womb.
They are
still kicking with their mother.
They are
trying to show the love of the Holy Spirit.
That
fellowship, communion of the Holy Spirit. What is within us comes from friends.
But
we have the one we see of the Father and of the Son. That within the Father and the one in the Mother.
Those things
will be revealed to them, brethren. If they are revealed, we can be well. And if God reveals them, and we do them, and we move within them,
it will
be threatening to be revealed to us and we don't move within them. Except even being less even in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
now we've appeared being lazy.
Atuli mu Bakolinsi ekisooka esula ya 13 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
1 Corinthians 13 verse 4.
Okwagala tekuba na bujja.
Tekuba na ki?
It doesn't envy. That envy.
Waliwo obujja Katonda bw'alina.
There is a jealousy which God has.
Kwogera ku bujja obwa Katonda.
We speak of the envy this side now, this time.
Kuno tetwogedde ku ki?
This time we're not speaking of jealousy.
Ekigambo kino jealousy tukyawule ne. No,
this time it's envy, not jealousy. Have you understood envy?
Now,
your spouse angered you and you hold it within your heart. And you begin to warm up to pay him back for her. I have to pay back. But the real love, we hear that it's jealous.
The
one who never gets jealous over their seat, they cannot keep it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
True
love has jealousy, that is God. And it has no envy.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's separate those two.
And
if you are there, you claim you are in love and you have no jealousy, I don't understand you. Is there
one
who has no jealousy over issues of love? Now you, if your wife, even if she goes and she's taken month to remain peaceful, or your child, even if they go a day and they never told you, what happens there? That's what's called jealousy. Begin to be troubled. Where is the situation there?
Now
let's separate envy and jealousy. And in the Luganda language, it's aligned and correct. If the Luganda words are few, let's add them more in. The word envy, it means that word in Luganda, envy. I don't know if I understand. But it never means jealous. It's another. We heard that our God is a jealous God. Jealous, doesn't want to be added on. That we feel in us. You don't want to be added on in us. You are mine alone. That comes from the nature of God.
But
we feel it in us. I'm not feeling well. How dare you join on me? How can you dare do that?
Have
been a humbled wife or man, but that day they understand you that you have not been humbled at all. Now there is another foolish God who is not having a jealousy. He tells them four. And you don't ask
your mom. If you feel jealous,
they shut you down.
Ask
the Muslim women if they enjoy when they have added on other women on them. They add on this way. That God is not a fair God. It is not the living God. That God is not love.
Amen.
That is the devil. There is no man for one woman, and there is no woman for one man. Do you hear darkness which speaks even
tomorrow?
That they measured that shirt on me, I have spoken like that to understand. The shirt say that they measured me on you. I speak of the one who is given you. In the words of foolishness like that.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus. First Corinthians 13, verse 4. There's nothing like boosting. That is, God never boosts.
You are
seeing him in the image of the mother. Now the mother has left the heaven and the throne and his fullness.
He
comes to be born in a manger. And he becomes a human being. And he moves and eats food. Has nowhere to boast about.
But
a child poops there and the father calls the mother to come for her feet. That's boosting. You don't want even to be told. This is not like this.
Men
are men. How dare you teach me? Boosting. That, is that love? You don't see a woman is someone who is very ignorant, knowing nothing. And when the woman is
hard,
they can look at the man and they even beat the man. What is
it?
You are illiterate, you have to be like that. But these two are in love. Now, if you are out there, what is them to get out of your midst? There is nothing like boasting. Now, if your spouse tells you, send me the thing, help me with it. You
need
to say, come eat for yourself. You
send
the woman you love sending me for things. You are closer to that thing, so you help me with it. As long as
I have
not commanded, do you bring that for me? And now you say, carry the saucepan off. You get the saucepan of food, and you get the saucepan of stew. Situation, the things we are in. And I don't know what people are doing, what they call love. For me, I see something very different. Just as it's written in the Holy Scripture. I don't know you went to the question before. When you are going to be wedded, what did they teach you? For I've never been there. Whether they told you what you've got in the midst there, or they explained that love is blind. How dare you meet a blind thing which doesn't see where you're going? It's going to make me knock.
Why?
Please. They teach us so much. But what I see, what I've looked into it all, they teach one side of the woman. As that they teach both sides. But the more we move ahead, you discover they taught only the woman. And the other, it's not none of their business.
What do you want to do?
Praise Jesus, brethren. Now that thing, the devil, is the one who brings the cause. Even you see that the wizard. Now even women know that you can never cook without going through.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Who else speaks of that? Praise the Lord. Marital teaching is the teach, but it's not in the understanding we are having now. Even though they can try to join scriptures, sometimes we find they've not joined them right. But we saw the scripture explaining Ecclesiastes. And it explains our love with the Lord. And they explain it carnally to the married people. Now, a person can never understand truth. Now, they try to explain the scriptures, but not in the truth. Even though they have married you together. You move away when you can never connect by what you heard. Now, this you're speaking, cook, help each other to speak. But the truth of the scripture never is there. Praise the Lord, brethren. The truth is, when we used to go to those synagogues, they had the way they were doing that thing. And the pastor's wife teaches the woman, and you, the pastor, who is the man, you teach the man. They reached the day and they joined you together. But most especially, they pressed the woman. But they told the woman, you have to respect your husband. The woman shouldn't despise your husband. And it means that the love is upon the man alone. The man is the one to speak home, for he's the head of the family. Now the woman shouldn't speak. What they tell is what you do. That is how it happened.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
as you hear God the Father, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, let's make man our image and our likeness. And they hear him speak with the Lord Jesus, and they speak with the Holy Spirit, and they answer and reply to him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
he speaks somewhere. Who is going to go on our behalf? Like we are in Isaiah 6. But they answer him. And they tell him their opinion and what they think. But it's the wisdom and careful.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We shall wish to see how these discussions happen among them. But we have to copy them totally.
The talk
between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
And their
children, how are they standing?
Are the
children allowed in the meetings or not?
Meeting.
For their meeting, where the children have to be involved.
I
don't know whether at home you do those meetings. All the children have to reason for them. That's why they grow without knowing how to reason. Praise the Lord, brethren. Me, I've just got married. When we went, the teaching they taught us is like just of the world, like you see it, where you advise a child or a wife, do this and the other. The truth, the difference which is there, that they involve scriptures, but they are twisted as they use them. It's the reason the Holy Spirit never even writes them in the people. They gave us a book with scriptures, and many scriptures we wrote down. But when you ask me up, only two I remember. For I held my heart unto them when I was arguing with what they spoke. And they began to finish with an issue. And they told us that marriage is a package. God has given it to you, a stewardship. It's a stewardship. that that stewardship God has given you, you do it knowing generations on, God is going to remind you of it. Now you leave that place and you are like of the world. May I used to even say, if I left, I remained and I looked for one uncle. For even the ones of the world teach better marriage issues than the church, even though they have not given you scriptures. That is how it happened.
Amen.
God bless.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. What we are seeking is one thing. To bring out things as God wants them. It's not us going to remind these people our words. And God says that let's sit under the counsel of God's word and search them out and mark them. And we draw these people to understand them. And remember when we teach the Holy Spirit,
he
has to write them in the minds of these people. On people who have hope in their hearts. Now if you speak your own words twisting them, there is nothing is going to write in the people. People are going to forget them as they get out. I don't know how even he told you the beginning of this family how it is. For I don't expect for myself, I've never had it. We never understood our physical family. That it's an image of the spiritual family. That's where the beginning of the family is. If you don't know the beginning of something, how dare you hold on to it? House without a foundation, how can it there stand?
Yes,
praise Jesus. For I hear you started agape love. They started agape love between your friends. We started feel your love. It's among the brethren. And the Eros love, which is this passionate love. When they explain to the one getting married, they tell you, now you have matured. That's why they tell that. Now what do you have to know? You've matured. Now they don't expect you what maturity have you matured. And they tell you that now you've become a man. Even the woman is told she will become a woman. And they had a scripture saying, everyone who teaches brings it, that the woman has to eat out of the sweat of the man. That the woman has no right over a man. Now the command calling us to rest who are weary and burdened. How can we? What are we
going to do?
As if they have put a yoke there. And we give birth in pain and they birth in pain. First that covenant, God broke it away
unto
all who get born again.
All of
us all were weary and burdened.
He'll
take away those burdens from us.
We
had been given us in Genesis 3,
the
man to eat out of his sweat, the world to grow thorns, the desire of a woman to be towards a man in giving birth and pain. Those things the Lord calls us, Matthew 11, 25. And
third,
he said, if you are tired of them, let's come to him and get rest. This even takes away the pain we see the women give birth. If we get out of the other covenant or in the other punishment which had been given because of sin. I've seen a hand there. Praise the Lord, brethren. Me too, I'm still wondering what was taught. For what is being taught here, they never hinted on it. There were two words. When we reached there, they asked me, why are you going to marry this one? And they asked the woman, why are you also going to marry this man? After that, he began. And he said...
Yesu yebazibwe mudachi kazi no osigara ngo chakola contribution wali wabali kumutegwa fo wali kubalinde ko bazie ka musanze tuko ato baka bafo mulondi gumu na Yesu yebazibwe ndo zauri de yowo Uganda byakunyonyode ye baba buza ensonga simanyi baba walwa mwamu mwawayo ensonga ki gurwacho wasoli bacho fumbirwa kubanga omwakala kakati ulire ekizibu ekiriwo n'abamu tugenze mukwagala nga tukumanyi wabula ng'olabye asinga oba asinga ki kyonna ky'oba ky'olabye bwebaggaali oyinza okuba olabye kaliya nga kyekyo nga kaliya yetuuza nga basatu kati nga amayembe gano bwoba ogalaba geego nekengere kweri kaakati neweerabira ekyoto tokebedde ekyoto ogenda okuyama temuli luvi embeera ezo zonna tulibakuzitunuulirako n'obwegendereza bwoba eggaali ogigula gigule nga ogyetegereza buli kantu konna wona agula eggaali nga temuliimu lujegere ojja kuba ofunye obuzibu kale twogera ku kwagala byonna biyinza okubaawo naye okwagala okutuufu bwe kuli obadde ogamba
As you are told, I pray I am enlightened about this, for it's happening. When we go to the bishop, he's in his office. Now you enter there, both of you with your husband. The first one he asks you, that you saw him through what scripture. And he asks again, that when you saw him, how is your body react?
So good.
But another question I was asked, and they went to the husband, and they asked the husband. And they asked the wife. Did you test the husband is functioning? After they ask and they ask something what? And he say, come on, Father, I'm going to announce you. And they announce you. After mass, they still then investigate about you. Now they give you like a week be told. And the scripture of this heart man, which is possible. Anytime God gives it to you, it's what it gives you as a woman. When, now you spoke that you shouldn't sing one song every day. He begins to explain them in the flesh. And he says, there's a scripture that speaks in Peter. That women to humble their husbands, if they will be of bad character, they will change you about good character. Now they sent us away the next so we should get married.
Yesu yebazibwa ebigambo bingi ebiri awo naye nga byonna tugenda bisoma kubanga ekyokubeera n'omwenzi tekikkirizibwa era abakugamba oba oli wakumusonyiwa guba omulundi gumu Yesu yebazibwa kale n'olwensonga eyo waliwo engeri nyingi nnyo ez'okugatuula abantu babeera nga babadde bajja batendinga embeera zonna n'amateeka g'ekkanisa ekisobola bagatuula kiba kimu gwa bwenzi Yesu yebazibwa naye ate singa omu aviira ddala mu bulokole n'obutakwatanga mateeka n'ebiragiro asobola okugatuulwa olw'ensonga emu bayibuli egamba nti ali bw'atyo aba afuuse munnaggwanga nti bw'olaba muganda wo ng'alina ensobi zonna z'akoze omutuukirira n'oyogera naye bw'agaana n'ofuna munne omulala ne mugenda babiri bw'agaana ne mugenda basatu bw'agaana n'aleetebwa eri ekkanisa bw'agaana n'atwalibwanga munaggwanga bw'atwalibwanga munaggwanga amateeka gali ag'abasiba gaba tegakyabasiba ag'abasiba ofuuka abafumbo ag'obulokozi gaba tegakyabasiba oli aba afuuse munaki munaggwanga kati ate eggwanga eno oli mulokole ofugwa amateeka ga katonda mateeka g'omu nsi baba balina okubagatuula abamu bamugenda kwetuusaako obulabe tujja byonna kubituna n'obwegendereza ate ka nkubuulire nga kigambibwa abakazi okugonda n'abaami basobole okukyuka olw'empisa boogera ku abo abali wabweru kugambe olokose obadde n'omusajja naye omusajja oyo n'aba nga yitannalokoka wabula ekyo kigambibwa ku oyo alokosa ate bw'asigale n'agayisa gaagabi nga bw'omugumiikiriza paka bw'anaalokoka ate olwedi omusenganyi mulokole naye tukugumiikirizaako Yesu yebazibwa kuba mu Peter ekisooka essula ey'okusatu agamba nti n'abakazi abalina abasajja abatakkiriza musobola okubagumiikiriza mukkaanya okubeera nabo mukkaanya ku ki teri mwenge teri kino ayinza okuba ayomba naye nga tayenda kaakati bagamba nti sigala n'ebikolwa bisobola okumulokola awatali kigambo gwe wayombera gweoba osirisa kyatakubuuziza tokidda kyabuuziza kiddemu oba n'okusirika nako kukulya okusirika ennyo okukola ki kukubya kale ebigambo ebiri bwe bityo ne abooluganda byebakugambye bababuuza wasisinkana omuntu wawulira otya kati buli gwe tusinkana twogere bw'oba owulidde kuba ate ekyo bw'okibuuza abasajja ebyo ebigambo tebyogerekana kwogerekeka nkugambe namusanze kati ebyo kisigala wakati wo n'omubiri gw'oli twagala ku waba ekyasooka kyali kituufu naye ate kikyamu mu ngeri gyeyakireetamu wamulabira mu byawandiikibwa ki nandibadde ndeetanga kyetusoma kati nali ntegedde kwagala era nenoonya kwagala oyo bwe tunasinkana naye kati simanyi oba kati byanikwa wamuwa byanikwa ki wamulabiramu embeera bwetyo ekintu kyotayigirizibwanga toyinza kukikola singa kali kati gweolwayo bakusiŋŋaana ne bakubuuza mulabidde mu byandikibwa kyosobola okubireeta kubanga olina by'osomye eryo oga omuntu namulabidde mu byandikibwa bwebiti era ng'asobola okubituukiriza naye kati tewali tomanyi oyinza mulaba mukyawandikibwa n'ebirala ebiringa ebyo simba obadde oga
nze neewumulizaamu oluganda bwabatanya kyeneetaku okumanya yamugamba yali mulokolewa yali kusikuwa mumakumanyo gabalokole osinze esaidi eyange bandimbula bankuba enjawulo ne bandisomesa ate nga
twasasulayobasasula
sente nyingi ze nali manyi nti bulabo bwokuwasa
ogerayo
bebagamba ne basanyuka ne banga jyangu
tekugatte
sajja atusalira omudidi gw'ensimbi n'agamba jja tusomesa sizoni yeggwako nga tatusomesezza n'okutuga tyali agana okugatamu tekwasoma nemubuuza tajyana emirungi emeka n'atugatta atugattanga n'obudde mugenze bintu byali bizibuzibu naye nga abasajja batwawula tetebatusomesa
kale embeera naye banaabooluganda byetugenda okulaba bingi era nga tusuubira nti singa tunalemewo bimalayo mu kaseera kano omukolo tujja gwongerako mu maaso oba tetulina kyakukola kyonna nga tetuzeemu kutegeera yesu yeebazibwa si kulwa nga tuddamu netuyita mu mbirigo y'emu ekintu kiri kimu ebintu bya famire bintu bikulu nnyo mu kkanisa kubanga bakugamba mutemisa ekisooka ssatu nga tonaba kugenda kuvunaanyizibwa ku kkanisa kubanga teri kuffa jjano nga talina buvunaanyizibwa era nga tolina kirabo kyakuweerezaamu nga tonaba kubanga okwata obuvunaanyizibwa bwonna oteekeddwa okuba nga amaka gali mu oda katonda gyagaagalamu kati ffe abalokoka buli alokoka olina ofuba olaba nga famire nga tonaba kujjambu simanyi oli asaya simanyi oli muyimbi simanyi oli musumba totawaana kukwata ku mulimu gwonna paaka ewaka nga bakoze ekyo era oluvannyuma lw'olusoma luno tuli bakusunsula oli mukwaya nga famire ewakanta bangu tuula mu kibiina ogira osoma otereeze ewaka bwe kiraba ekyo tujja sobola yesu yeerazi kubanga tusuubira mu kaseera katono wagenda okubeera babisopu ab'abataano ab'ekkumi nga bakumanyi kuva waka kakati bakusiŋŋaana eyo nga gwe munnange olutuuka akawungeezi mwami olaba taliwo ng'ogenda wa neighbor kulaba tv ng'okomawo ku ssaawa nnya bambi essajja liri omulyebasi tugenda bateekako abantu paka mu maka be bayita babisopu balina okulaba mukulaakulana mutya abaana obulamu bwabwe waka bubeera butya si kubaleeta ano ng'obanaaziza naye ngewaka tebanaaba embeera ey'obulokozi kati bwe tutagizzaayo nga bwe yali mu bikolwa by'abatume tetugisobola tulabira paka waka ate n'olumu tugenda kuteekako omuntu ne by'otambulatambula akusaanye nga gw'okyama buli lunaku ng'ogula ennyama n'olya n'odda ne mukene ewaka mujja kutuuza mu lukiiko tujja empisa okwo si kwe kwagala bannange tusoma ebintu bino naye njagala obitegeere bulungi oluvannyuma lw'okubisoma kwe kulamula era bamalayika bafamire bangamba okubayita oluvannyuma lw'okusoma bwe tunaamala okuteekawo abakessi baffe bano babishop okusooka byonna bagenda kuba be bamalayika abagenda okuloopanga mu birooto ne mu
kwolesa
okulagulagula
oko
zonawulira kibooko emabega
eyo
kino kiri bwe kiti emabegako awo mukama yampa okwolesa malayika wa mumwe mutukuvu yali aze ne bamalayika ba famire ne bamalayika b'ekkanisa kati wana discussion tetwali
tukola
kati bamalayika ba famire ne bagamba bamalayika b'ekkanisa ne bagamba bamalayika be famire tetusobola kukola nga ewammwe eyo tewateredde
We can never work when your side is not right, standing right.
Kubanga wano tuyinza okubatereza ngeri gye batereza.
Here we can align them with their holes and not standing right.
Tukwatagana tukole babiri.
Let's connect and work together.
Ani ntudde ku ntebe eno maaso.
I was sitting in the front.
Mwemu tukuvu nga ali awo.
Spirit Paul Spirit there.
Amalayika ba family baali
eno. The angel of the family here.
Ab'ekkanisa baali
ku kono. And one of the church on this side.
Kati nga omwemu tukuvu y'abatudde mu
majjata. The Holy Spirit is in the middle of them.
Awuliriza bye boogera nange ndi wano
mpulira. Yes, what they speak.
Nange nzizaayo mbigambo omuntu ku muntu ate kino kye bagambye nga kyo kitegeeza bano baali bano aba famire baali bawaanyisiganya ne bano ab'ekkanisa kati nga bagamba ab'efamire batandika okukola n'ab'ekkanisa
batandika
kimanyi oba okategedde era baali banziriramu olugendo luno okuva mu mwaka gwa 2005 mpaka
2014
ne byonna ebyaŋŋambibwamu n'ebirina okukolebwa yesu yeebaze kati kyolina okumanya oluvannyuma lw'okusoma famire bapa bo bamalayika ba famire
batandikira
ebimu tekigenda kulondoolayo
wabula
bamalayika bagenda kuba bakuloopa oluvannyuma lw'okubuulira ennaku nnyingi nga tobuulira bajja kuyita mubirooto n'okwolesebwa n'okutuuka mu buliwo kuba tubasuubira okujja nga beefudde abantu aba
bulijjo
era mu ngeri endala okuliba tumaze okubategeera bajja kujja tulyengako nabo nga tubamanyi tulina okudda mu oda ya famire nga bwelina okubeera kijja kutuyambako okubanguyirizaamu obutatwekweka naye baŋŋamba mukolesebwa oku bagenda sooka batwekweka bajja mubikolesebwa ne mubirooto mpozi ne mubifaananyi by'abantu byetutamanyi atuuke waka wakyala akutunuulire buli kimu
kyokola
agende abigamba
omulala
kale embeera eyo tugisuubira mu kaseera
sikatuka
kubanga bwe tunaatandika okusoma kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa ye nga twakamaliriza okulaba omwoyo wa katonda ebikolwa bye n'omwoyo gwa ssaana ebikolwa bye bitali abituuke amalayika ba kyaki bagenda kuba batandikira bwe tutandikira okusoma kristo mutuufu n'ekkanisa yobola abiriŋŋanga ebyeriranyiga tulinga abasoma famire ate mangu natuna ate tutandika kristo
mutuufu
n'ekkanisa ye bagenda kuba batandika bano batandika ne bali nga
batandika
kale tulina okwekuuma kubanga ffe tetukyesobola ffekka yesu yeebaze ebisinga bwe mugiraba ejjudde emizimu ejjudde abapangulukufu tetukyesobola
ffekka
twetaaga omwoyo omutukuvu twetaaga bamalayika
Now I want to use the moment to ask.
Can you stand for a while?
Now we find us. Children, you come from the family. The mother and the father don't connect with each other.
Dada,
the father has another wife aside.
And now we give her a chitia. Amas magaga basanze. Kati boba inza chukwa sa ganyate wate baga kiliza. Adine wate baga kiliza.
Kungeri efaanana etya ne Ezekiel 18 ejja okwanukula
ebyo
katusome olunyiriri olusooka paka olwokutaano
kugamba Ezekiel 18 olusooka ekigambo kya Mukama kyankina nate nga kyogera nti mubadde mutya okugera olugero luno mubadde mutya okugera olugero luno ensi ya Isirayiri nga mwogera nti bakitaabo balidde ezzabbiiko eriyonyotula n'amanyo g'abaana ganyenyeera.
Yesu yebazibwe. Ndi taata bw'aba yalidde kamunali ate omwana yabalaga lwa kibeera kityawo era neebuuza bwe bw'oba oyenze n'ozaala omwana omwana ayina obwenzi oba ekibi ky'obwenzi ne ku mwana kweki yeyakoze obwenzi obwo era omusango gw'obwenzi guli wakati wa maama ne taata naye omwana talina buzibu katonda yakoowa olugero olwo mu nsi yonna era nga mugamba mbu simanyi abaana mubayita batya babayita batya abaana b'ekibi sitaani yaba yabazadde ebintu ebyo byogerwa naye ye katonda olugero yalukoowa dda era simanyi nalukola ki mu bantu oba taata gugwe olidde ezabibu erikaawo ate ogamba otya mbu omwana wange uli wali amanyo kye gamukola ndidde kamula naye omwana yakuba enduba eyo tekiriyo katonda kikkiriza bw'oyenda n'ozaala omwana yegwe mwana w'ekibi aa bayibuli egamba nti awangulibwa munne abeera muddu w'oyo era awangulibwa ekibi abeera muddu wa kibi omwana ye yawanguddwa kati lowooza bw'oti mwe abazadde mu ngeri efaanana bw'etyo mmwe baana b'ekibi ye omwana si mwana waki mwana wa katonda era bayibuli egamba mubulizi mukaaga nti omwana ali bw'ati singa afiirawo yeege agenda mu kiwummulo kye gwe ne bwowangala emyaka 2000 n'otatereeza nsobi ezo temuligenda mu kifo kimu naye era toliraba kiwummulo yongerayoko katono
bwayogera mukama katonda temuliba na nsonga nate okugera olugero olwo mu isirayiri laba emmeme zonna zange ng'emmeme ya kitaawe n'emmeme y'omwana bwetyo yange
emmeme zonna zize
emmeme ekola ekibi
yerifa kati omwana yakikoze kakati gwe olaba abazadde bo nga bali mu ebyo gwe rokokera ddala ebyo bireke obaleke n'ekibi kye kubaba si beetegefu kivaamu kubanga bwonna ddayo okubabuulira banaalaba akaana ke bazadde nga kabamanyiira era ebiseera ebisinga tubaleka bulisinga bwe bali tenazaalibwa mu famire naye ntetemanyi byenkola kuba bwe nabakuliramu tebantegeeranga wagezanga okuja ebigambo eby'amagezi naye nga tebayinza okubitegeera kituukirire nti nabbi asibwamu ekitiibwa walala wonna naye gye bamuzaala tasibwamu kitiibwa era n'ebyamagero bitono ebikolebwayo batono abalokolebwa okuva mu famire ezo yesu yeebazibwe naddala nga olokose otwaleyo amazima ate bwe kituuka ku bazadde balemererwa nnyo kubanga baba bamanyi enkula yonna gye wakulamu kankubulire kaabe mwanawo kaabe mwamiwo oba mukyalawo bw'ayitibwanga mulabe mu ngeri gye bamuyitiddemu tomulaba ng'omuntu gw'obadde obeera naye bulijjo ekyo kiri kulemesa okugenda mu bwakabaka bwa katonda kubanga oliziimula ebigambo eby'amagezi katonda byali bamuyisaamu bw'oti bw'olifa
Ezekiel
Tujja kulaba ensonga eyo balina bye batugamba awo nti bw'oba obadde olaba oli nga abadde abikola gwe n'otabikola tobalirwako kibi ky'oli va ku bino ekkanisa byebasibyeko ebikoligo mbusimanyi ebi byabajjajjawo byonna bikugoberera gundi nze nabikola oba bali babba nze sibbangako siyenze nga bo baayenda kimbalirwako kiti ekyo okujjako singa nkola bye baakola bimbalirwako era awo katonda wagambira ŋŋenda kubonereza emirembe okutuuka ku gwokuna kubanga emirembe egyo gyonsatule gizze zikola ekyo naakuba ogusooka n'ogwokubiri kubanga gukola ekyo n'ogwokusatu nagwo naakuba kubanga gukoze ekyo n'ogwokuna wabula singa wajjawo omulembe wakati awo ne gukyuka mukama tali gubonereza kimanyi oba ontegedde kati toddeyo ate n'osaba nnyo ebikoligo byabajjajjange obwenzi obubbi gwobba katulabe wano katula naye nga waliwo ekigambo kye tujja okulaba we kikulu mu biro bino bye bagambye butasemberera mukazi mu biro ebyokweyawula waliwo ekifo we tujja otuuka osoma ku nsonga ezo nti mu bulamu bwaffe nga tuyingidde okutegeera ddala ni laavu wakati wa laavu ono ali wakati wa maama ne taata wabeerayo ekijjulo era wabeerayo dayiningi y'abafumbo naye dayiningi eyo yaweebwamu okuwummula ennaku 3 ku 4 buli mwezi kati simanyi abalala mwateekayo naye ye katonda agamba zinnaku zokka n'otalina sembeera muntu endala zoogerwako ng'ez'okukkaanyaako endala zoogerwako mu Efeso 5 nga za kukkaanyaako si za kugaana wabula za kukkaanyaako tujja kukiraba nakyo katonda mugezi nnyo buli kimu yakitegeka era famiry agitegeera bulungi n'okusinga abagirimu ategeera laavu kuba ye laavu okusinga n'abagirimu era amanyi obuzibu bwayo bwonna era yabusalira dda amagezi yafuna dda amagezi okuggawo kati mwabadde nga muli mubolongoze ng'oli wamuteeka ku mulabba waggulu aleeyo okumala wiiki bbiri oli mu musango gw'amaanyi ne mu maaso ga ate gwe olowooza mu weterekedde kijja kujjambira ebituufu amiina mu ngeri kye ey'okunaaza ose n'amazzi amutukuza okuyita mu kigambo tujjaaaaaa
What makes children righteous? If you are diverse,
Mama,
if the child who still learns that, they continue in that chain of
unrighteousness.
If it stops, the child can be righteous by the word preached to them.
Are we
not blamed? After they'll ask you, but what are we going to do about those words?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The words of the Spirit are kept for the people. But
if
he kept for the people, they are handed to someone to take them ahead. If your colleagues are here, you are a messenger for them. You come to present them.
You
send that message to your spouse.
Let
them be happy. Whatever you get, give it to them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren,
what's
like that? Allow God to renew us. Everything you've been having,
whatever
is within the scriptures.
Isula eyekumi n'essatu n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Colossians 13, verse 5.
Okwagala tekwekulumbaza, tekwegulumiza.
Tekwekulumbaza. Mpozi n'okwegulumiza tekukola ki?
Tekwegulumiza.
There's no boasting.
Nga bwe tusoose okuwulira.
Like we first heard.
Nti kankano nze muto gwaki? Wa family.
Now I'm the head of the family.
Jeni no kuogera wano.
I'm the one to speak here.
Nenda muleke na yayo kire. Vanga bino tebiri mukoye kulumbaza. Ne mukoye kulumiza. Bobera ngoli kumutwe. Ana yizo kutusobera okuguru. Katubuze.
Let's ask.
Wa mutwe go
Can they exchange your head for a leg that never gets to be a head? Is it required of you to get off, sit there, and claim to be a head? It is not normal.
So,
now, even though God is great, but
he's
not always up there or with a trumpet proclaiming his greatness.
Yes, yes. That
will get home and begin to shout. That they will know that the head has come back. Even have your ways and your
actions,
which you put, which make them know that you've come back.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. All of this should get out of us. You, Father, look like the Father in heaven.
Now, Mama,
even the mother, look like Christ the Lord Jesus.
Who is
the one who gives birth to all children in heaven and earth.
Bible speaks of him,
John 1:16. That from his fullness we are all given.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Now we pray all of us that we hear the definition of love in our midst. Know that the man, the love called God, is the one within you. God the Father. And you the mother. The love called Christ. The word of God. Is the one within you.
Yes,
we praise Jesus. That we may not change those words. And this love called the Holy Spirit, he appears within the people as the children, the friends, the uncles and the aunties. That is how love moves. It doesn't go beyond that. Like others have explained love.
The
brother was told, he was told agape love. That is it, the friends feed you. Others will even confuse. I don't even speak them. Feed your love. Feed you. What is feed
you?
Brother, things like that. Let's abandon them, come back to the word of God. Some things we cannot even do them, they are hard. They are not understanding, they are not there. Let's do what we understand. Bring back love appears in three portions.
He's
going to help ourselves fulfill and even to check for us the right one who resembles him. And they will have to be near us.
First Corinthians 13:5.
It does not do what is wrong. Last time we saw all this. You are there that you have messed up yourself. Put clothing in the suitcase, you bring them out. Man, you're there hitting the tables. You are hungry, you don't want them to sleep. You get out with the dad and you make him fresh ups. You do funny things home. That you've chased yourself from the bed, you're sleeping on the floor. We heard that we shouldn't be funny people to that extent.
The
old man. Now, if your son finds you sleeping on the floor, you've abandoned the bed. As you still are the one who go to bed, sit aside and claim perhaps you're sleeping. When you see them sleeping, you enter the bed. As the time, you are already in the bed. But don't make yourself funny to that extent. At least you leave the woman to go and sleep. And you wait her a little and you carry her back to the bed. By the time she finds herself, you carry her back. Things which hunger
back.
Right love does not get hungered. Please don't understand. For we know that love does not hold hunger.
Bakolisa ekisooka sura ya 13:5.
First Corinthians 13:5.
Tekunoonya byako.
Tekulina kunoonya byako.
It's not self-seeking.
Mwe muli omu family, mulimu n'atamanyi plan ki gy'oli.
You are in the family, there's someone doesn't even the plan you're on.
Mulala yagula ebibanja naye omukyala tamanyi.
Another bought land pieces, but the wife doesn't know. Your own business, gathering your own possessions. Everything you buy in the name of the man. Let me tell you, true love the Father. There are things he pleased and he handed them to the Mother Christ.
And
he said, you know what you have to do? Ask in the name of that one, I'll give you. And the harvest they added them to the Holy Spirit. With children, they have nothing of his possession. The mother is there, perhaps she's a house help in the house. Nothing has ever been handed to. When we get to heaven, the kingdom, our mother, the Lord Jesus, says, I've been given authority in heaven and earth. There is another the Father handed them all to him. They are yours. Now the Holy Spirit
made
him to lead the children. When they rebel against the children, come here. And everyone took a responsibility. Praise Jesus. But what happens now? What we do is very different. Even though you say you studied them like that, me, I don't expect you studied them. I would have heard them before. I don't know whether in your book it's there.
First Corinthians 13:5.
It's not easily angered. Love. Now, what does he do in that time?
Where
you got and hungered, what does love do?
You
can love.
You
can bring fans and you wonder.
He
would have hunger. He's rather laughing.
He's
keeping hunger within himself. And he puts it aside and explains to you later. You wait a little. In the other time we shall do this, they will understand. Love.
You
can hunger him and he laughs. And he greets you, brother. I don't know if
you've
understood what it means.
For
every time he claims Jesus in us, you cannot even hand your anger aside. Praise Jesus.
He's
not angered easily.
The
person can speak what his anger is. But I prove you in a family, never show your
anger.
Even if you're rebuking, never rebuke through anger.
And
then you understand.
Rebuke
in words of rebuking.
Our
love shouldn't finish with the midst of
you.
When he finishes, those are the battlings we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But if we rebuke, but love is present, it's possible easily.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Some of those characters, you see them, I try them. There are many things done. I can cover them. And I laugh. I can even just say, you are
ashamed.
I am moving on. Don't cause hunger in you. Try to fight with that which tries to come. And when you do that, you will see the peace. If someone asks you, don't get angered. I speak what with anger, you laughing. But that is our love.
Who
is explained in our midst how he is.
First Corinthians 13:5. tekusiba bubi ku mwoyo.
Oyinza okuba aliwo ekiyingidde ekinyiiza.
Perhaps there's something wrong that's been done to you.
Naye kwagala omutuufu.
By the true love.
Tabikuumira mu bbanga
lino. Does not keep record of wrongs.
Bintu ebimu olina okubisangula n'obirabirira.
Some things you have to delete them and forget them totally.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tononya kkubo lya kubikomyawo.
Don't seek for a way to restore them back.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ekiwedde kikwe.
What is done is finished.
Tukwata ko kipya kakati tugende
mu maaso. Let's put a new thing in the home and move on.
Tusindikiriza munno okuzza bya.
Don't draw your supposed to restore what wrongs we had done before. For the some of us to draw our other spouses to bring back the initial wrongs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember when how I met you. Don't you know you are a poor man?
People,
I thought you would not understand properly. Now, brethren, let's try to cut off all those memories and we begin afresh.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
if you are with a fault,
and
you are busy angered you initially, you don't need to restore them. You too, don't do all things that this person may restore them.
Some
of us do actions which recap the old memories. I remember.
They
told me last time I wasn't to go with you. For they told me, well, this is what I'm seeing exact.
First Corinthians 13:6.
Ebintu byonna nga si bya butuufu.
All things which are evil.
Tubeera tubisanyuka.
We never rejoice in them.
Naye obutasanyuka bwe.
But I will not rejoicing.
Si kwe kutema emiko
niteeka. It's not to get pains that we put them aside.
Tulyoke tukube.
That we beat.
Ebintu byonna ebitali bya butuufu.
All things which are evil.
Ebisanyukirwa.
We are not rejoiced over.
Era bw'oba olabye nga munno nga tasanyuse.
And if it's someone you're supposed not rejoicing.
Sooka omubuuze lwaki tasanyuse.
First ask them why are they not.
Wabula tobapaawo bapinoga.
But don't rush, begin to tell them you get home and you begin to look fine. Now you two get hungered. Oh, please, I'm not rejoiced over this. Don't do it in the hunger which is beyond. You do it in showing that I'm not pleased with this. Praise Jesus.
First Corinthians
13:6.
Naye kusanyukira wamu n'amazima.
Nti ebintu byonna bikolerwa mu mazima.
All things done in truth.
Okwagala kubisanyu.
Love rejoices over them.
Era mazima mumumanyi.
And you know truth.
Kubanga ayogera mu Yokana 14:6.
John 14:6.
Nti yeye kubo bulamu n'amazima.
That is the way, the truth, and the life.
Ye mukama afe Yesu.
That is our Master Jesus.
Ndegeza tubaye tunyonyolwa nti kitaffe
yani. It means we've been explained who the Father is.
Yeye atunyonyola ekigambo ekyava mu ye.
And he explains the word which came from him.
N'omwoyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Love ze twandabye ez'emirundi esatu.
The three loves we would have seen.
Omwoyo mwoyo mutukufu.
One is the Holy Spirit.
Omulala ye kitaffe.
Another is the Father.
Omulala ye mwana.
Another is the Son.
Yesu ye
bazibwe. Praise Jesus.
Olinyolwa omusanvu. Kugumikiriza byonna.
Kusobola okugumikiriza.
Love can always bear all.
Okujjako ekibi.
Except sin.
Si weewaawo.
Isn't that?
Atonda akkiriza ekibi kigende mu ggulu lye.
God, does he accept sin to get in you?
Oba naye ayonoona muugo.
Oh, he too is sins.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Asobola okugumikiriza byonna.
He can bear all.
Naye ekibi nedda.
But not sin.
Kale tulwaneko tujjewo ekibi
masse katika. Let's fight get sin out of our midst.
Wano olwali olutawo olwaliko olw'okugyamu
ekibi. The battle is on to take away sin.
N'ebiro by'okukirindako oba okukigumikiriza biggwawo.
Bearing for it is finishing.
Bakolisi 13:7.
First Corinthians 13:7.
Kukkiriza byonna.
Okwagala.
Love.
Asobola okukkiriza byonna.
You can trust all.
Posika ekibi.
Except sin.
Oyinza omusingana ng'abadde agende.
You may find him is going to those ends.
N'omugamba manyi.
And tell him, you know what?
Perekera kuwa.
Escort me here.
Nakuwerekera.
And he escorts you.
Asaki balabalamu ng'obudde
bumu. As long as he calculates the time is enough for them.
Akubuli olaba ekigambo
love. Peter, you see the word love.
Mujala nyana okuba ava kugula mmere n'agamba neetikkira.
A woman can perhaps come from the market buying food and say, you carry for me.
Byonna n'obikkiriza.
And you accept everything.
Niwetikkiddwa.
And you carry the matoke.
Si kuba nti osiriwa.
Not because you've gotten foolish.
Niyo kwagala oyo.
But that love.
asobola okukkiriza ebintu byonna ebisinga,
can believe most of the things
okujjako ekibi
except sin.
He
can wash clothing.
He
can cook. All that he can believe and accept it.
He
can even lay the bed.
One
who jumps out of the bed that the wife has to lay it. He delays to get out of it.
And
when he jumps out of the bed, he leaves it like that. That some of the things doesn't believe to do them. We men, our home, we never did that. Now you are the father. That we see the father within you. Our master says, I'm going into my father's house. And I will prepare your home. The father already put them there. The mother went to prepare them just. Now there is a mother and home
she's very
hard. They don't even look like Christ at all. They're saucepans. I don't know where they even are. They are very black. But she cooks from a charcoal stove. Now the saucepans of fish, they have been mixed with the cups. And they give you a cup to drink and you will never wish to visit again. And she has no orders ever prepared.
But
the grandmother says, I'm going to prepare the house. Reach home and the mother, she's seated, she's chatting. But the flies within the sitting room. And that is the mother who prepares a home. The man comes, is jumping, making big steps to access the house. That these ones are the ones in love. When you find home, the things done there, it's not right.
The
image of God has never been depicted in that home. Praise Jesus. This word of believing in all. You may have left your wife and told her how you're going to eat this food. And you find she's changed. Accept all. For it doesn't kill. And it's not bad. Even changing things so much.
The
Bible never accepts it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Bible says, don't give yourself so much to changing. People want to subtract money. Now they change the menu because of the money they want to
reserve.
They don't change for God. We can accept all. Let me tell you one thing. Yes, you can iron the husband's shirt. I don't want to feel. You accept that. Give him to clothe what he wants. If the wife is the one who has been
fast,
the shirt you have brought is not what you have put on.
Accept
and change what she wants, what the wife wants. It will be upon who will be first. But that is what I decided today. They have said we can believe all. The broad aspect of accepting all. I would have spoken even beyond that, which go even deeper to where they eat from. Maybe don't the rest accept it except going in the wrong place. All the rest accept it. Whether they have seen a sweet that is what they want then, that time. All the rest accept. Except don't go in a wrong place. Things go broad. Also accepting all. There are people want to put a bed in the flat up. That word of accepting all is a broad word. There's only one thing unacceptable. Sin. Don't drive the car in reverse. This is a simple language. And even our present, they have remained on track.
First Corinthians 13,
verse
7. Kugumikiriza byonna, kukiriza byonna.
Kukiriza
byonna.
Believes all.
You know there are people.
And your colleague said this time the food lights are not being on. Let's put a good light this time. You are refusing it. You know this sweet this time it was written here and there. Leave me alone. I don't want that. Are you a white man?
Yes, we have
praised
you.
Now, what's like that? Let's hear here.
Aulinyiro msavu.
Verse 7.
Kusubira byonna.
Kusubira ki?
It all resolves.
Read this.
Listen like this. Hopes, but never accepts. We accept only the good ones. We have a good death and life. Death and life. But they say we choose life. That's why when we are swearing, even though we hope for others which are not good, but we don't believe them.
Anyone
who believes sin and a bad thing here? But in hoping for all, as we are in this family, expect if money ceases to be, God, what are we going to do? How am I going to be? If I expect what the man is going to bring is not what I brought, what am I going to do there? All that we have to expect it, but we want the good ones. Even though you have to get used to that,
that
even though you never expect that person to break your heart, if it's happened, what are you going to do? Hoping for all helps what? It helps you prepare for the situation.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You may have gotten that person praise. You've not seen any bad thing on them, but expect it. Expect it and hope for it. If you hope for it, seek for a solution in advance. And you say, if you do this, I will do this. And it's all good. If you never come back in the time I'm used to them. Yeah, when you're beginning, everyone comes early. When they will change, what will you do? You tell your heart and speak to it. I will be patient. I will ask him in the morning, where did he delay? I may not ask her that same day. When you ask for the same thing, you may also rather bring more problems. You can hope for all. It helps you fight for yourself ahead. There are people in the world we never expect to be. We never expect to be left. When you begin, you never expect it to be left. But expect it. But when you expect it, what solution have you put ahead there?
There are
some who don't even hear of such. They are hating you. Love is facing away. The devil has eaten the heart of another. What will you do? Some of us, that's why we've been there and you've gotten sick,
or
you entered so deep
in the
heart of the other and you got out of love. Even whose love hope for all and prepares in advance. Now when he hates you, everything handed to God. Tell him, Lord,
if
the pastor reaches this extent, the last thing I'll hand him over
and
to you, and I'll wait upon you to tell him what to do. I know you will never forsake me for your love.
Amen.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. First
Corinthians 13 verse 7.
Kuzibikiriza byonna.
Kuzibikiriza byonna.
It can persevere all.
Pasiko ogwo. Ogwo bwenzi.
Except adultery.
Katonda bumuvaka kizibikiriza.
When you leave persevere that.
Akuminkiriza okumuvaka.
Is he bearing that that you have left him?
Nogenda weta bana abasajja abalo baba katonda abalo.
Go with other gods.
Ayinza okugumikiriza n'akizibikiriza.
And he perseveres that.
Ati gwe nobere waka.
Now you are home.
Mwami wonga yayenze ngoli awo kuzibikiriza.
Husband committed adultery or bearing with him. Persevere with him.
Nagamba yakoze bwati nze mwami wange tayinza bikola.
Husband cannot do that.
So ko sirike.
First keep quiet.
Ekituuka ku kyekibi.
Reaches sin.
Ekyobwenzi.
Of adultery.
Ekyo kyekyo okuzibikiriza.
The bearing and first get the witness at this
point.
Don't first argue with you, tell you.
But you
need carefulness. Investigate about it. For love can bear all. But that love is God. Where there is sin, it brings out a voice. We hear him in the garden. When they sinned like this, immediately.
Adam,
where are you?
Eva,
be the one to answer.
Adam,
Eva, answer. You are the man, you answer.
Wanji?
Yes.
Mukolache.
What are you doing there?
We are
naked, we are hidden ourselves. On sin, immediately God arrived.
And
they not even called him.
You
think they called him and God comes with sin?
They were
there and he had already arrived.
As he went,
when they had him coming.
Let's
stop making those situations of holding on what is not real. But if you have done, why did you enter the house when you're not confident of yourself? You look at the woman as if you don't see her. You will come back. You are not confident of yourself. Adam and Eve manifest on you when they sin from God. They put funny clothes upon themselves. This woman, I don't understand her. Every time I come back, the clothing is different. This big garment she's put on is what?
I
don't understand her. What is wrong? She's not sick, for I know her cycles.
You
need this garment. Maybe they took some salt off. And they are pretending around. Now let me tell you.
That
sometimes the devil puts wrong record on a man or a woman. Your actions, I think they show you've done something.
You are hiding
if things don't understand.
You
be open home to your husband or wife.
You
bring out the character of Adam when he sinned against God.
You hold something. Your
husband or wife finds it hidden somewhere. They have a watch all along.
You need
to appear in that situation. Being suspicious about what you do.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Big movie
when you change. You told someone I'm going to this place. And you reach the city. And you moved on to Masaka. And you left Masaka. And you went to Jinja. But you told someone I've gone to the city. Now you come back, you never speak even. Now he finds it in his colleagues.
Where
Masaka? What? You were well? Repeat it very well. I know how she's
going.
You even moved ahead.
We
left to Masajija. Now you see him is helping. You know he wants to cover all the message. They saw when Christ was coming on earth, the Father never knew.
Is he not
the mother? He left when the Father never knew.
Or
they never heard from each other. Let's hear like this. I see Christ on earth speaking with the Father. Where he reaches, updates him, I'm here. And I've gotten a problem like this. That even the cup is perhaps take it off me, but not as my will.
The man you live,
you go from here, you speak that you are in love. The father of the children, how is the situation?
Yes,
praise Jesus. What you never prepared, you go there. You never told the man, I'll go to the neighbor to make a rumor, you'll reach there. As he leaves home, update him of all that.
I
will go to this place and we'll make some talks. That's what troubles us. Let's be like how God is.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's be clear. As we understand love, we need to fulfill him. All you who have matured in years in us, you have that role and work. As the scriptures say, that teaching how the young girls will act and take themselves. Someone can ask what our elders doing here. For they are rested in such issues. They have never rested in that issue. They rested in those marriages, but not in teaching others who are entering it.
That's why
we add on the knowledge of the body they have been having.
To
add on the right knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now perhaps they too made a lot of mistakes, but they too can be wiped away and they align and we find them when they are very good.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
First Corinthians 13:8. Nayo it
outlives all days. And when you see love failing, you know what we have is not the love.
First Corinthians 13:8. Era tulagulako kitundu. Naye ebituukirivu bwe birijja, ebyekitundu birivaawo.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
love, we've been knowing some portions of it. But right now we need the fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The other time,
tulabe entandikwa y'olugendo olwo.
We are to come back to the beginning of that journey.
Kubanga tulina ekyawandiikibwa.
For we have a scripture.
Mu lubereberye essuula eno ey'okubiri.
In Genesis chapter 2.
18 okukira.
18 to down.
Katonda bwe yalinga bwe yatuyiyiza ababeezi.
When God planned to give a helper to us.
N'ate era gwe twamala okyankalanya.
After we sinned.
Ne tumugamba.
We told him.
Omukazi gwe wampa.
A woman you gave me. And the woman is told, and she said, the serpent,
a
new command came after. He sees a woman to marry, he gains favor unto the Lord. Now the other command of sitting to wait, that God will bring for you as if they bring a goat to you, that command he took it away. Right now it tells you to open your eyes that you can see. After seeing, before you propose, you inquire from the Lord. Then you have understood me. That he may explain to you what is called gaining favor. This is the good reply of the Lord towards that. Praise Jesus. It's a good reply of God. That's what we're going to be looking on. And we see how we move those issues. To prepare this good family. And within this, we shall see how you get introduced. And the wedding. Thereafter, we shall add on other things. Which happen when we reach the family. The love going to take us in that system.
It's
very broad, we can never explain the whole of him now. But what has been given you, it can help you seek for many others.
May
God bless you.
I'll
appear the other day on Thursday.